This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Riding in the saddle all day long, two alone and lonesome cowhand song. Riding through the burning desert sand, through the land and country where a man's a man. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. Swinging, singing as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, branding cattle all day long. Swinging and the singing to a cowhand song, riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. In the evening when the sun goes down, shadows creep before me on the ground. Coyotes start to howl and here and there, and the night winds seem to cool a desert air. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. Swinging, singing as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, branding cattle all day long. Swinging and a singing to a cowhand song. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day. Riding, rocking, roping, branding cattle all day long. Swinging and a singing to a cowhand song. Silence proves that you've forgotten me. The dream I built for us is tumbled. Each promise broken like my heart. It's a sin, my darling, how I love you. So much in love and yet so far apart. Thank you.
happy with another who shares the love I couldn't win. Why pretend that I can live without you when deep inside I know that it's a sin?
Roy Rogers opened for us with Ridin' Ropin' from 1938, and then we heard something from the 1950s. It was the Sons of the Pioneers featuring Ken Curtis, their lead singer from that era, with It's a Sin. And speaking of Ken Curtis, we'd like to devote the next hour or so to Ken Curtis and his music. He had a very interesting career. We just heard him from the 1950s. Well, back in the early 1940s, he came in to help out Tommy Dorsey when Frank Sinatra left Dorsey's band, and he recorded some music with Tommy Dorsey and the Pied Pipers. Before we go any further, you might not be familiar with Ken Curtis. If you are, you know what's coming up. If you're not, you're in for a real treat. So don't go away just because we're going to play some different styles of music. The songs are short, they won't last long, but they'll give you some insight into who Ken Curtis was. And if you don't already know, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, and really surprised, when we get to the end of this tribute to Ken Curtis. We'd like to start off this tribute to Ken Curtis with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with the Pied Pipers featuring Ken Curtis singing Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses.
Take thou my gift, my offering of roses, culled from my garden, sweet with twilight dew. If just one flower upon your breast reposes, life shall forever hold no rose but you.
Love sends a little gift of roses, breathing a prayer unto my posies, torn from my heart as twilight closes, asking this, only this, one heart to grow a little tender, two eyes to glow with love's own splendor, two lips to give in sweet surrender, just a kiss, just a kiss. Surrender, just a kiss, just a kiss.
Ken Curtis featured with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and the Pied Pipers with Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses. He was a great ballad singer, and he also worked with the Shep Fields Orchestra. He recorded a lot of songs in those years, but they haven't all been preserved, but we're lucky to have that one restored and beautifully presented. Well, after Ken left the big bands, he was asked by Columbia Pictures to become a singing cowboy movie star. Well, this was the mid-1940s. Singing cowboys in the movies were the way to go. So, being from Colorado, Ken decided to jump into the pool. Here's a song he sang in one of the movies he starred in. The movie was called Throw a Saddle on a Star. It's from 1946, and in it, he sang a song composed by Cindy Walker, titled The Strawberry Blonde on the Strawberry Roan.
I met her at the rodeo. When I saw her, I knew I was thrown. When she smiled, my heart went skedaddle for the strawberry blonde on the strawberry roan. Oh, her eyes were a couple of blue skies, and her hair caught each sunbeam that shone. I'd give my horse and my saddle for the strawberry blonde on the strawberry roan. It didn't take me a second glance to know that I'd been roped and branded by romance. I took a chance and asked her whether she'd consider riding double through this troubled world together. But she showed me a ring on her finger, and I knew I was riding alone. Though she's gone, sweet memories still linger of the strawberry blonde on the strawberry roan. It didn't take me a second glance to know that I'd been roped and branded by romance. I took a chance and asked her whether she'd consider riding double through this troubled world together. But she showed me a ring on her finger, and I knew I was riding alone. Though she's gone, sweet memories still linger of the strawberry blonde,
of the strawberry blonde,
on a strawberry roan.
Ken Curtis with The Strawberry Blonde on the Strawberry Roan. Well, in Ken Curtis's movies, he often had a number of musical groups, more so than most other cowboy stars. Well, in this particular movie, the Denning Sisters performed, and so did Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. The Denning Sisters sang Once in a While.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be near your heart, so once in a while, will you dream of the moments I share with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love, smoke. The spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. In love's smoldering ember, one spark still may remain.
love still can remember. The spark may burn again.
I know that I'll be content with yesterday's memory. Now when you're thinking of me, if only once in a while.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys yippee-i-o, while the dogies mill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, from the Ken Curtis movie Throw a Saddle on a Star. And now hear from another Ken Curtis movie, Song of the Prairie, filmed in 1945. Ken Curtis sings Silver on the Sage.
There's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, dogies, and let me of the one gal I love. There's silver on the sage tonight. We've been on the trail all day. So lie down, dogies, and you dream too of a range far away. Of a range waiting for you, where the streams never go dry, and the grass sparkles with dewdrops in the meadows of the sweet by and by. There's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, dogies, and let me dream of the one I love, of the gal I love.
Ken Curtis from 1945 and his film Song of the Prairie. We heard Silver on the Sage. Now, Ken didn't always sing a whole lot in his films because he had so many musical groups doing so much of the work. There was a film in 1946 called Cowboy Blues, the Hoosier Hotshots and Andy Parker and the Plainsmen played prominent roles in that film, prominent musical roles. Here they are now. First, the Hoosier Hotshots, and then Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, with a couple of songs from the Cowboy Blues.
Well, we never give the credit where the credit's really due. You've heard that many times before. It's really nothing new. Now, the guy that works the hardest, he never gets the dough.
That's right.
And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work. And the best gets all the gravy.
Corny.
The captain gets the bars, and the generals get the stars.
The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars.
Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes dad.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
But a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
All the goat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
Shaggy shaps and squeaky saddles, desert dust and alkali, riverbeds all parched and dry, rattlesnakes a-lying, dreaming where the old bald eagle's screaming. Still I want to roam forever where the west is as wild as ever. Never let them tell you that the woolly west is gone. Never let them doubt it, for it still lives on and on. The legend of the nation, it's a rugged situation, 'cause the west is as wild as ever. Prairie moon is swinging yonder, where the pale stars wink and wonder. Night elves moaning in the gloom, way out where the mountains loom. Smoldering campfire smoking, dying wind, wailing, sobbing, sighing. I'm content to roam forever where the west is as wild as ever. Dusty trails and open spaces, wild mustangs running races, tumbleweeds and yucca trees blooming in the desert breeze, polka rails and long drip fences ending where the range commences. Let me ride and roam forever where the west is as wild as ever. The west is as wild as ever.
Andy Parker and the Plainsmen with "The West is as Wild as Ever." And the Hoosier Hotshots with "The Coat and the Pants Do All the Work, and the Vest Gets All the Gravy." Both of those songs came from a movie Ken Curtis starred in 1946, The Cowboy Blues. Here's Ken Curtis from a different movie now, also filmed in 1946. The title was That Texas Jamboree, and in that film, he sang a song called "The Prairie Serenade." Here's Ken Curtis.
I don't need music
for my prairie serenade. I have a bird in every tree to sing along with me. They sing a love song while sweet harmonies play. Gentle breezes when I sing my prairie serenade. I hear music in the treetops and music in the air. If I have you, there's music everywhere. The echoes bring me Mother Nature's hit parade. Whenever I begin to sing my prairie serenade, I hear music in the treetops and music in the air. When you're with me, a melody is drifting everywhere. The echoes bring me Mother Nature's hit parade. Whenever I begin to sing my prairie serenade.
Ken Curtis singing Prairie Serenade from his film The Texas Jamboree in 1946. Well, a few minutes ago we played a few songs from a film titled Throw a Saddle on a Star. That was also from 1946. And that's also the title of a song composed by Andy Parker, who was the head of the Plainsmen. Now, strangely enough, Ken Curtis did not sing that title song in his film, Throw a Saddle on a Star. Somebody else did. But when he moved over to a radio show in 1948, he did sing that song. Here's Ken Curtis singing a song composed by his old friend Andy Parker with a group called the Novelty Aces, and a song titled Throw a Saddle on a Star from his Chuckwagon Jamboree show.
Throw a saddle on a star. Tie your dream to a rainbow. All the clouds and the rain go. When the stars break through, throw a saddle on a star. There'll be sunshine tomorrow. All the troubles you'll borrow will disappear from view. If the dream that you've been dreaming should ever fade with the dawn, don't let it stop you from dreaming. There'll be starlight when daylight is gone. Throw a saddle on a star. All the clouds have gone over. There'll be sunshine and clover along the trail for you.
Ken Curtis with the Novelty Aces and Throw a Saddle on a Star, a song they sang on their radio show in 1948. radio show was called The Chuck Wagon Jamboree. Well, just as he was finishing up that radio show in 1949, he was invited to join the Sons of the Pioneers. Now, most of the songs he recorded with the Sons of the Pioneers were ballads, so we had to look hard to find one that was an up-tempo song, because we don't want to play just ballads on the show here today. Here is Ken Curtis performing with the Sons of the Pioneers and singing the lead. That's the position he took over on a song called The Piney Woods.
The moon is big and shiny in the piney woods. The town's is downright tiny in the piney woods. But I'd sure like to stroll again out where the Ozarks roll again and watch a Oriole again, the piney woods.
I heard of the Blue Ridge Mountains. I heard of the Wipazoo. I ain't been there, but they can't compare to what I has reference to.
The air is cold and whiny in the piney woods. Clean and turpentiny in the piney woods. I wish that I could lie again, a-looking at the sky again, a-watching stars roll by again, the piney woods.
Oh, sometimes I get so lonesome, so lonesome that I could cry. I still dream dreams, but they fade, it seems, as the long, long nights go by. I get me such a yearning for the piney woods. Old ache returning for the piney woods. When I think of the spring again, a red bird's on the wing again, I ain't a got a thing again, the piney woods.
Ken Curtis and the Sons of the Pioneers with The Piney Woods, one of many commercial recordings Ken made with the Pioneers from 1949 until the late 1950s. In the early 1950s, Ken and the Sons of the Pioneers took over a radio show called The Lucky You Ranch. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west, for the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old pedo. Gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's turn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe. Riding down to Santa Fe. Gotta see the boss and I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get that ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old pedo. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe. Hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
We'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's entitled Whisperin' Wind.
Spring wind comes a-winging a melody to welcome me there. Spring wind, keep a-singing listening to someone who'll care. All day through, there's a new like the sigh of a soul in distress. Night time too rings anew as it sings of a loneliness. Whispering wind comes a winging a melody to welcome me. Someone who cares. Stars a-shine in the prairie skies. Guide my steps on to paradise. Whispering wind
Sons of the Pioneers with Ken Curtis singing the solo on Whispering Wind. And we led into that one with Riding Down to Santa Fe. They like to kick off their radio shows with what Lloyd Perryman used to refer to as a rawhide leather burning song. And that sure was one of them. When the Sons of the Pioneers left that radio show, Ken Curtis stayed on. He had also left the Sons of the Pioneers, but they, of course, were good friends, and once in a while, they came back to help him as he carried on a show that was fairly similar to the Lucky You Ranch. In fact, the name of the show was The Lucky You. He just decided to drop the word ranch. In that show, instead of the Sons of the Pioneers, although once in a while a couple of the guys would come back and sit in with him, he worked with a couple of fellows named Bud Dooley, who sang bass, and Rex Dennis. And they put out some really nice music on that show, The Lucky You. And they carried on over to a television series, and it was called Song Stories of the West. Well, we've got a song from that era for you. It's Ken Curtis with Bud Dooley and Rex Dennis, and Rocky Roads, a song composed by Bob Nolan. But it's one we don't hear very often anymore, so this one is certainly a welcome addition to our Ken Curtis collection.
A golden sun in the sky, a silver cloud rolling by, they make me feel like I should be where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am bound, I know I won't settle down, just like a seed the wild wind sows. I'll pack up my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road.
Guess I'll be a rover like I've always been. I know it ain't no sin to travel. Never want a cottage or a king's abode. Just let the rocky road unravel.
A golden sun in the sky, a silver cloud rolling by. They make me feel like I should be where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am bound, I know I won't settle down. Just like a seed the wild wind sows. I'll pack up my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road.
Kent also made movies in the 1950s, and those he made with the Sons of the Pioneers for John Ford and with John Wayne have become classics. In the movie Rio Grande, Ken sings with the Sons of the Pioneers a beautiful Stan Jones composition. We'd like to play that for you now. It's called My Gal is Purple.
My gal is purple in the twilight haze, when soft shadows wander in the sun.
Can see her still with longing in her eyes when day is done, but I'll be far away to stay with one I love the same as she loves me.
Sons of the Pioneers featuring Ken Curtis with a song they performed in a John Ford movie starring John Wayne. The title of the film was Rio Grande, and the title of the song, composed by Stan Jones, was My Gal is Purple. Remarkably beautiful harmony on that one, right? And Ken sang the solo. Now, Ken played a role in getting the Sons of the Pioneers parts in some of those John Ford movies. John Ford was Ken Curtis's father-in-law, and on the first occasion, he asked Ken to bring a couple of friends over to provide the music for one of his films. Well, Ford loved the music of the Sons of the Pioneers, and he insisted on having them in a series of his films made in the 1950s. But the big story for Ken Curtis comes next. See if you recognize this song.
Old trail, what dreams are you dreaming tonight? While alone, you're wending your way. The ghostly horsemen riding as they speed the eastern mail. It's up to you to see them through old trail. The wagon wheels you used to feel was
sing their song no more. The sound of the caravan is still. The pounding hooves are silent like the plainsman's 44. The stagecoach is rusting on the hill. Hi-ho. No traveler to care where you go.
Recognize that one? That song was titled Old Trail, and Ken Curtis recorded it before it became, yes, you guessed it, Ken Curtis's television theme song, the theme from the Gunsmoke television series. Ken Curtis found a very successful way to wind up his career. He was Festus on the television series Gunsmoke. Here he is, in his role as Festus, and we'll follow it with Ken singing from the same era, the Sons of the Pioneers theme song that he sang for so many years with the Pioneers.
A mule and a fool, they ain't no comparison. A mule's got a heap of brains, a fool not a whit. The Lord built him on the run and must have had a heap of fun. A mule ain't a he or she, he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, pull and tug for your oats and hay. You get your lonesome stall when the lantern's lit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, poor mule. Well, now I had me a mule and her name was Edward Lucifer. A time or two he kicked me, but it didn't hurt a bit. All he done was break my arm and didn't mean a bit of harm. And I plumb forgive her 'cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, sad the sound of your lonesome bray. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, poor mule. The long-eared mule helped to build America, a sweating and a straining and a chawing on a bit. Scalded by the summer sun and froze to death when winter come, a balking and complaining 'cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, sad the sound of your lonesome bray. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 oh. Fool.
cool mew. Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night is gone that a new world is born at dawn. I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed. Ken Curtis, from the time he was playing Festus on Gunsmoke, with Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And before that we heard You're Nothing But a It, a song about Festus's mule, Ruth. You know, he developed that character, Festus, from a character he played on the radio with the Sons of the Pioneers back in the early 1950s. He called that character Dink Swink, a fellow who lived down at the crossroads. And that's how Festus evolved from a radio personality. And that wraps up our salute to Ken Curtis, a great actor and a great singer, and a fine gentleman, loved by everyone who knew him. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our salute to Festus, Ken Curtis. And I see that we've got a couple of minutes left, so I'd like to sneak in a little song that he wrote, and it's performed by some good friends of his. It's a song called Buffalo. He was struggling with one line in that song. He couldn't quite get it right. So he called his friend Stan Jones. You know, Stan wrote a lot of the music for some of the films Ken Curtis and the Sons of the Pioneers appeared in. So they were friends, and he asked him if he could help him figure out how to work out that one line. Well, Stan gave him an idea. Ken used it, and although he didn't have to, he gave Stan Jones full co-composer credit for the song called Buffalo. The Sons of the Pioneers recorded it, and so did the Rainsmen. And since the Rainsmen were such good friends of Ken Curtis in his later years, they worked with him in Germany, they worked with him in the U.S. He thought quite a lot of them, and they thought quite a lot of him. So we'd like to play their recording of Buffalo. We'll let that take us out today.
Buffalo, Buffalo. the buffalo.
Buffalo.
Many a humpback bull felt the arrow sting. Winchester's blazed away to down the prairie king. Where is the thrill of the rumbling
buffalo
of 10 million hooves pounding on
buffalo?
A few lines of history tell of the mystery. They're gone.
Buffalo,
the buffalo.
Buffalo,
they're gone.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.